Brownsville Station, and Mike Rivers at 4:09.
At Hank's Point.
It's 10 minutes past 4. This is Michael Scott, KLOD News, for Bank of Louisville. The Bank of Louisville open daily till 4 with 20 locations to serve you. Couples that get hitched in this country are divorced, most of them within the first year of marriage. Sometimes it's your neighbors, sometimes it's your friends, sometimes your relatives, and when that happens, there usually is a line or two in the newspaper, and that's it. But when a couple married for 10 years split up, a couple that most everyone knows, it makes headlines. Today in Hollywood, Sonny Bono files for legal separation from Cher.
He made a very simple statement, and that was simply that I have today filed for legal separation from Cher due to irreconcilable differences.
Dick Grant of the Sonny and Cher Show says Sonny doesn't list any specifics. The couple have a daughter, Chastity.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I believe she's living with her mom.
Sonny and Cher were married on October 27 in 64. Chastity was born March 4 in 69. And Sonny, once college quits on February 19, 1974, there's no word on their show. For the chemistry lab, next on KLO.
We call her mean Mary Jean.
104 East 7th Street, Jeffersonville, Indiana.
To date, six B.F. Goodrich employees have been the victim of a rare liver cancer associated with the chemical vinyl chloride. Five are dead, one man still alive. Today, the State Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board takes up steps to avoid another case.
Change the present ceiling value of 500 parts per million to 75 parts per million, and also added a time weighted average or TLV value of 50 parts per million.
Labor Department consultant Dr. Bradford Block tells KLO, at no time may an industry exceed 75 parts vinyl chloride per million parts of air. Over an 8-hour period, the rate must average 50. Block says that all industries in Kentucky using vinyl chloride must register with the State Labor Department. The Senate Watergate Committee votes to end its public hearings into the scandal. Committee Chairman Sam Ervin leaves open the small possibility that hearings might be reopened if new developments warrant. But he says the committee will focus its attention on appealing the latest court ruling, denying it five Watergate tapes, and on writing its final reports by May 28. A school is a place to learn, not a place to print and distribute literature about political issues. That's why the State Attorney General's office lists as improper using facilities and personnel to distribute literature about Save Our Community Schools Incorporated's anti-busing rallies. Assistant State Lawyer Carl Miller writes that opinion.
We mentioned in the last part of the opinion that there is a statute which allows the school board to permit certain kinds of meetings, educational, religious, agricultural, political, civic, or social, on the school premises. So our opinion mentions that, and we are not condemning that.
Louisville attorney Wallace Grafton petitioned the state for an opinion after he gathered three examples of where literature had been printed in the schools by school employees and distributed to parents by giving it to the kids to take home. Foreign ministers from Egypt and Saudi Arabia come to the United States with news they say will make President Nixon happy. Will it be an end to the oil embargo? If anyone knows, they're not talking. The ministers meet with the president, and afterwards, Nixon only discusses Uncle Sam's travel agency.
I have asked Dr. Kissinger, when he completes his trip to Mexico City, to go to the Mideast again, where he will meet with the Syrians and with the Israelis, with the objective of getting talks started with regard to the problem of disengagement on the Syrian front.
Meanwhile, the suspense continues. Authorities for a long time have said that a troop disengagement plan for the Syrian front is an important ingredient to the embargo-lifting recipe. KLO, News Time 416.
Have you heard about Bank of Louisville's free checking account?
At Rice, we treat you nice.
KLO Sports. The World Football League signs strong safety Richmond Flowers of the New York Giants to a contract with the Honolulu team for the 1975 season. New Zealand's Brian Fairley upsets fourth-seeded Australian Ross Case in the opening round of the World Championship Tennis Tourney at Uniondale, New York. The Kentucky Colonels hope to pull out of a three-game losing dive tonight with a visit to play the lowly Memphis Tams. In the past, the Colonels have had no trouble with the Tams. The Colonels travel to Denver for a clash with the Rockets tomorrow night. Kentuckiana's talking about UCLA basketball. Think their weekend losses will prevent them from another national championship.
No, not a great team like that. I figured this, something just happened, you know. The law of average catch over anybody, so they'll still be challenged.
regardless, you know.
Ivor Ware, Louisville.
Louisville environment just ahead of much more music with Mike Rivers. Look for partial clearing, cooler. Pollution index 49, that's in the acceptable range. Low overnight 30, high tomorrow 50. In Lexington, it's 48, Bowling Green 45, and in Louisville, it's 46 degrees. For Bank of Louisville, the Bank of Louisville open daily till 4 with 20 locations to serve you. This is Michael Scott.
Hey, I'm ready for summer. Ready to go skinny dipping in Green River.
DCR
Boogie 509.
What's
your Mike Rivers?
Papa Doc is back in town. On-air-conditioned cutlass at the right price. $37.75. Do it today at Tri-City Olds. Drive the right car at the right price. From Kentucky's largest, Tri-City Olds. Waterson Expressway in Breckenridge Lane.
It's 10 minutes past 5. This is Michael Scott, KLO News, for Bank of Louisville. The Bank of Louisville open daily till 4 with 20 locations to serve you. Patricia Hearst is 20 years old today, but only few know if she'll get a birthday cake. The Symbionese Liberation Army continues to hold the newspaper Harris hostage while Papa Randolph begins a $2 million food distribution plan. The plan is being guided by Washington Secretary of State Ludlow Kramer.
I guess as we were told tonight, we've had over 200 people almost on their own volunteer to help.
The SLA wants every poor person in California to get $70 of food, a demand that Hearst couldn't meet, but he's doing what he can. Now the question is, what criteria for eligibility will be used?
If people are hungry, we'll feed them. We found in the state of Washington that less than 0.5% of those that come in for food are maybe not deserving of it. Well over 99% of the people are. We're not going to set up a bureaucracy. We're not going to spend a lot of money. We're going to get the food to the people as cheaply and as rapidly as we can.
Meanwhile, the FBI man behind the investigation, Charlie Bates, says he thinks Patty Hearst will be released sometime today. He has no official reason for his suspicion. A garbage story, or what to do with the trash, next on KLO.
Welcome back to the memories of the day that used to be, when your lunch is right,
this one's about garbage and heating your home. If local government and Louisville gas and electric officials are on the right track, sometime in the future you'll be able to use your garbage to heat your home, light the house, maybe run the car. The burned garbage as a new energy source plan is unveiled by your mayor, Harvey Sloan.
The Louisville Gas and Electric Company has agreed to undertake a serious study of the feasibility of burning solid waste, garbage, in its power plants to produce electricity.
St. Louis and a couple of other areas are already using the plan. We'll study theirs. If it's a workable idea for Louisville, garbage will be sent to LG&E power plants for recycling. More reports of anti-busing walkouts today at Fern Creek and Moore Highs. Moore Principal William Klapicki says the 50 to 60 students that leave the Moore grounds will face suspension. The brass of the Republican Party meet with the president to discuss the party's political woes. VP Jerry Ford and National Party Chairman George Bush lead a delegation of 5 senators and 10 congressmen to the White House. Uppermost on everyone's mind is the loss of Ford's old congressional seat in Michigan to a Democrat. The president has a few words on why. House GOPer John Rhodes revealed
the automotive industry and the energy situation, and as I recall, he put it this way, and other political matters, which
Watergate.
I thought my thinking was that he was talking about Watergate.
Ford also admits Watergate's a factor, but he thinks the economy and the energy crisis are the basic issues. Congressman Bob Drynan reports special counsel John Doerr tells the House Judiciary Committee his staff has concluded that the president could be impeached for non-criminal offenses, such as abuse of presidential power. Drynan says the report has a good chance of acceptance by Democrats and Republican committee members because Chief Republican Counsel Albert Jenner agrees with it. A consumer-oriented research group says some aerosol spray products should be taken off the market because they pollute the air and can explode like a hand grenade. Singled out for criticism are aerosol oven cleaners and air fresheners. Industry officials disagree, saying no case of an aerosol spray can explosion during normal use has been reported in 4 years. If you're a youth and you'd like to be briefed on the youth cultural crisis, show up at Founders Square tomorrow morning from 8:30 to noon 30. In case you'd like the youth cultural crisis to be defined, we got Benita Johnson of the City County Youth Commission.
I thought originally that it would be a PTA seminar for PTA members, and we figured that limited us to just a select group of people, and we wanted to include any interested people, anyone who had some sort of concerns about the crises that young people face during our current culture. So we came up with the name Youth Culture Crisis Seminar.
There will be speakers on hand to rap about about drugs, child guidance, and things to do, the U.S. Supreme Court issues a ruling that appears to strengthen federal authority in wiretapping cases. The decision grows out of a Chicago gambling case where government agents obtained permission to listen to the telephone conversations of one Irving Kahn and other persons whose names were not known. One of those turned out to be Mrs. Kahn. The high court struck down the argument that her name should have been listed on the request for the wiretap authority. KLO, News Time, 5:15.
Have you heard about Bank of Louisville's free checking account? Come first.
At Rice of New Albany, we believe George was right. We treat you nice.
KLO Sports, the Kentucky Colonels travel to the Mile High City to tangle with the Denver Rockets tonight. The Colonels are currently two games behind the New York Nets in the Eastern Division of the ABA. Harv Schmidt announces his resignation as head basketball coach at the University of Illinois, effective at the end of the season. The Eli and I are in the midst of an 11-game losing streak. Alvin Dark agrees to a one-year contract as manager of the Oakland A's. Owner Charlie Finley fired Dark 7 years ago in a player dispute when the A's were in Kansas City. Lee Trevino defends his title in the Jackie Gleason Ivan Berry Golf Classic starting tomorrow at Lauderhill, Florida. Kentucky Wesleyan, one of the few teams to escape last week's small college basketball action without suffering a loss, regains the number one spot from the Board of Coaches this week. Kentuckiana's talking about the best movie of the year. With the Oscar nominations out, what would have been your pick?
That's a tough one. I didn't see that many movies last year, just for a stack of time, but I guess the one that I would like the best, at least, but because I haven't seen that many, is the one with Robert Streisand. What's the one with Robert Redford? Wayward. I like the music in the song, and I like some of the storylines.
Father Joe Grappas, Louisville. Louisville environment just ahead of much more music with Mike Rivers. Look for partly cloudy and mild tonight. Cloudy with a shower chance tomorrow. Pollution index 54, that's in the acceptable range. Overnight 40, high tomorrow 58. In Lexington, it's 46. Bowling Green, 52. And in Louisville, it's 49 degrees. For Bank of Louisville, the Bank of Louisville, open daily till 4 with 20 locations to serve you. This is Michael Scott.
Some people call me the space.
It's a real thing.
It's 10 minutes past 4. This is Michael Scott, WKLO News. When it rains, it pours. County lawmen say there's a tree across the road at the 1900 block of Ashford Manor. A lot of traffic lights around town are fouled up. Particular note on Market Street. Other than that, the wires are on their poles. The timbers stand firm. The weather folks say we have a chance for continued thunderstorm activity till 6. And it's a gloomy day for our president. He's still a sick man. That's the word from Bethesda Naval, where our president rests. His news giver, Ron Ziegler, says that the leader is playing the hospital routine.
This morning, the president awakened at about 8:30 a.m. and received a brief examination by the doctor in attendance. He had a light breakfast. Then at 10 o'clock, the president was examined by Dr. Takash, by Dr. Takash's assistant, Dr. Lukash, and by Dr. Robert Elliott, the chief of the pulmonary section here at the hospital, and also by the outside consultant, outside attending physician, Dr. Sol Katz from Georgetown University.
Word is chest pains are tapering off while inhalation therapy appears to be working. Gossip on the break in. It comes out of the gate next on WKLO.
You may have traveled around from Kentucky.
Attorney H. Chapman Rose confirms that he met with President Nixon several times to discuss the Watergate Committee. Rose, considered a longtime friend of the president, says he met with Nixon on Easter weekend and several other occasions. He says their discussions are protected by the lawyer-client relationship privilege of secrecy. Senate Minority Leader Hugh Scott accuses John Dean of trying to save himself with his testimony. The Pennsylvania Republican calls Dean a little brat at the Republican dinner in Waukegan, Illinois. Scott says he was sure the president would answer all Watergate charges after the hearings end. The rumors fly that William Rogers will step down as Secretary of State and fill the next vacancy on the Supreme Court. Sources claim that Hank Kissinger will fill Rogers' seat. Senator Hubert Humphrey likes that rumor.
I have a very high regard for Mr. Kissinger. I consider that he is one of the most able men that has come into government service over many years. He has been, for all practical purposes, the chief foreign advisor, foreign affairs, and foreign relations advisor to the president. Many people have been concerned about this because it seems to have put the State Department in a much lower level of interest and influence in the government.
QB also says he thinks Rogers is doing a good job. job as head of the State Department. The winner of the Miss Kentucky pageant will be chosen tonight in our town. She will represent the Commonwealth in the Miss America pageant later this year. In addition to the title, the new Miss Kentucky will receive a new automobile and a wardrobe. Last night, 23-year-old Darlene Compton of Louisville wins the swimsuit competition. 20-year-old Carol Jean Wallace of Somerset wins the talent preliminaries to tonight's final selection. City police move on I-64 in the westbound lane near Cannon. A report of a crack-up with several cars involved. The Senate passes a child abuse law. WKLO's Tom Wendell beats the deadline.
Sets up centers to compile child abuse statistics. It outlaws physical force in schools. The bill sets up a demonstration program in child abuse prevention and treatment. Most authorities estimate 60,000 children are abused in the United States each year.
Kentucky State Police in Pikeville are continuing the search for the killers of Prestonsburg. Mayor George Archer, the mayor, director of a clinic in Prestonsburg, was shot twice Friday night with a .38 caliber pistol. Ever wonder what the trolley of the future is going to look like? Our traffic director drops some hints.
Well, they're unique in many respects. All the seats in them are adjustable to suit the passengers' needs, similar to airplane seats. There is the possibility that a smoking end of the bus can be created. One unique aspect of these buses is that when it pulls into the bus stop through hydraulic controls, the bus lowers itself about 6 inches. When the door is closed, then the bus goes back to its normal height and then takes off.
Don O'Bannon says there will be a mini-size version on display at the First National Bank's tower lobby Monday and Tuesday. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee approves a $1.2 billion foreign economic aid bill. The measure would, for the first time, subsidize exports to developing countries. The bill is more than 25% below what the administration asked for. Much of the reduction comes from the administration's program for reconstruction of Laos, Cambodia, and South Vietnam. WKLO News Time, 4:15. WKLO Sports. Tom Weiskopf captures his first major championship today by winning the British Open Golf Championship in Troon, Scotland by 3 strokes over Johnny Miller and Britain's Neil Coles. Miller, the U.S. Open champ, came in with an even par 72 to tie for second place with Coles, who had an outstanding round of 6-under-66. Top-seeded Stan Smith goes all out to beat Sweden's teenage sensation Borg Borg to reach the finals of the $50,000 Boston Tennis Tournament in Sweden today. Smith outduels the young Swede to gain tomorrow's final against defending champion Emmanuel Arantes of Spain. Kentuckiana's talking about the basketball Colonels. Think they'll win under Mrs. Ellie Brown?
I sure hope so. Well, because I like the Colonels, and I hope they turn out real good.
Jane Wickman, Louisville. Kentuckiana weather just ahead of much more music with Mike Rivers. Look for a severe thunderstorm chance till 6. Otherwise, hot and humid. High today, 90. Low tonight, 65. High tomorrow, 85. In Lexington, it's 71. Bowling Green, 75. And in Louisville, it's 78 degrees. This is Michael Scott.
WKLO, 1107, Ron Mike saying you better get your mule off the tracks, honey, or I'm going to run right over your ass.
Everybody's doing my friend's dance now.
It's 10 minutes past 11. This is Michael Scott. WKLO communicates. Would you believe it? It's basketball time again. Somewhere sandwiched between baseball and football, round ball on the college level begins. Tonight at Freedom Hall, Denny Crum's nationally acclaimed Louisville Cardinals beat the Brazilian National All-Stars 89-76. A veteran Louisville team does not have too much trouble with the touring team from Brazil. A rather small crowd of 3,263 see the Cardinals take early command and out-rebound the smaller Brazilians 58-39. Louisville is led by Alan Murphy, who poured in 22 points. Junior Bridgman follows with 16 points, and Ike Whitfield, a 6'8" junior college transfer, has 13 points. Bill Butler tops Louisville in rebound with 13 retrieves. Hey, bud, got a toy for Tot? That story is next on WKLO Communicates.
A diamond engagement ring is a symbol of... Merkley Kendrick Jewelers, Southland Terrace and 138 Chinwood Lane in St. Matthew.
Today kicks off the WKLO Toys for Tots program. That's not a December television program replacement. It's a system through which you can see a concert put on by WKLO and at the same time make Christmas meaningful for a lot of your poor neighbors. All you have to do is take a toy with the buck or more to any Kentucky Fried Chicken store and in return pick up your ticket. The Marines take the toys and dish them out to the kids around here that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas. The concert itself is at Freedom Hall on December 9, and there are a lot of big groups coming to town to play for nothing. Her name is Nancy Phillips, but Hugh Hefner and the boys in Chicago call her the corporate cancer because she's eating a hole in the side of Playboy that may take a long time to heal. Nancy and three other bunnies go before the New York Commission on Human Rights to charge Playboy with sex sexual and age discrimination. What is it that Playboy has done?
Well, they have fired 8 girls on a premise that they call bunny image, loss of bunny image, and it is a very vague and undefinable term. They can't really pinpoint any specific thing, and since the men don't get rated, none of the bartenders or busboys or any of the other male employees don't get rated, we feel as if this is a sex issue. And also, every girl that has been fired is 28 or over, and have been with a company for 7 years or more.
Nancy claims Playboy is much like Watergate, the Nixon re-election campaign. Does she think she'll ever be Playmate of the Month?
Oh, I doubt very much if I would ever be the Playmate of the Month, because in Chicago they call me the corporate cancer. I guess they think I'm eating a hole in their organization. Well, it started with us taking everyone out on strike in 1968 or 67, and we've had one run-in after another.
And if you're thinking of becoming a bunny, Nancy tells it straight like it is.
You work very, very hard. 9 hours without a break on 3-inch heels, which are mandatory, in costumes that aren't always that comfortable, and carrying very heavy trays in very strained working conditions, sometimes 15 people in a 10-by-10-foot room.
Well, just to end it, Nancy says on a best night, not too many guys try to pick her up, and besides, it's company policy not to date customers. A survey of above-average high school students shows that about an equal number smoke grass and have premarital sex, and it isn't as many as you might think. Only 28% of the students, all of whom have A or B averages in school, say they smoked pot. 28% also say they engage in premarital relations. As late as today, the Congress gives the president emergency energy powers. This city school says it's possible for a longer vacation at Christmas, that instead of cutting the school week to 4 days. The energy crunch is something we all have to cope with now, but perhaps not next year. Russell Brown is a truck driver by trade. He's also an Einstein of his own. Russell Brown has built a car engine in his basement. Non-polluting, fuel-conserving engines. The engine runs on compressed air. The system uses 2 compressed air tanks powered by a regular automotive electrical system. The air powers a 2-cycle, piston-driven mechanism, which will drive the car. Now, this thing's really beautiful, says Brown. It doesn't use gas and it doesn't pollute.
No more pollutant here than putting air in a tire and letting it out once again. If we had any exhaust, it would only be pure air, which we would do no more harm to it than run it through a window fan.
Russ, do you have one of these in your car yet?
No. I have a little 4-cylinder German-made engine that is out of a little station wagon, compact station wagon, that's ready to set back in there. And I propose just as quickly as possible to get it on the road. I've been advised by my attorneys until we had the patent not to put it in public use.
How long until that driver on the block?
Oh, I would propose 3 to 6 months.
Brown says this engine will cost less than the car you buy on the lot today. Although it doesn't need a lot of things, it will need some more batteries. WKLO, communicating at 1116.
If it's recorded, it's at Vines.
The Tire People.
Kentuckiana communicates the Kennedy assassination. What was your reaction?
I couldn't believe it because it was the first, you know, I'd heard about assassinations, but I, you know, never in my time. There'd never been one, and I was really shocked.
Elizabeth Black, Louisville. Louisville environment. Just ahead of much more music with Ron Lake. Look for cloudy and foggy with afternoon showers. Pollution index is 54 in the acceptable range. Low 50, high tomorrow 63. In Lexington, it's 48. Bowling Green, 52. And in Louisville, it's 51 degrees. This is Michael Scott.